uneasy.
Uh-huh. And someone else might say, well, they're going to get home all right. Just
give them time.
Mm-hmm. There's no need to...
No need to worry.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say, he's mighty... What with his money? He's mighty...
Suspicious, really.
Uh-huh. Or if he just leaves it right out on the table, if he goes outside, doesn't lock the door or anything, so anybody could just come in and get it.
He's so, curious.
Uh-huh. Someone who's makes up his mind and then nobody will make him change his mind, and there's no use arguing with him because he's going to do things his way. You'd say he's mighty.
He's a hard head.
Okay. Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You'd say he's awfully... Just the slightest little thing, you know.
I don't know how you'd say that. He's awful nervous or something.
Or you might say, well, you better not tease him about that, because when it comes to that, he's still awfully...
It's still easy to get mad.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say touchy or touches? Or?
Yeah, he's still touchy. Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just keep...
Keep quiet.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Very tired.
Any other expressions?
Wore out.
Okay. Someone had been well. Suddenly you hear they've got some disease. You might say, well, when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
How'd you say that again?
You say, yesterday I saw him and he was feeling fine. When was it that he...
When did he get sick?
Okay. And the person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and... His eyes were running, you say he...
He's caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right then, you'd say he was...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
Got a cold?
Say if someone had... You got some medicine, went in and still saw it by the person's bed, you might ask, why haven't you...
Why haven't you given the medicine?
Or you'd ask him, well, why haven't you...
You've taken your medicine.
And, someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's...
He's deaf.
Say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Or we call it sweat.
Uh-huh. Look how much I...
I sweat.
And a little sore on your arm that comes to a head, you'd call that a...
Pimples?
Or another name for that.
A bar?
Uh-huh. What about the stuff that drains out when it opens?
That's corruption.
Mm-hmm. What about the blister?
A blister, I don't know.
That stuff that comes out when you open it.
It all depends. You get a blood blister sometimes. Mm-hmm. But some of the white blisters, that water comes out of it, looks like.
Mm-hmm. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Eat you?
Well, it got bigger, you'd say, my hand. Did what?
Swollen.
Huh?
Swollen.
Uh-huh. My hand's still pretty badly. What?
Look how I swelled.
Uh-huh. And, you say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will... It'll get bigger, you say, your handle.
Swell up.
Uh-huh.